Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, August 23rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn up a penny and three quarters at 538 and three quarters. September wheat up 11 and three quarter cents at 726, and November beans up 13 cents at 1303 and three quarters. Beans were stronger off the bean oil up 162, crude oils up 234. I think that's because of this announcements about lowering mandates on biofuels. I thought that would push the crude oil higher, and I thought that would spill over into the bean oil. That's pretty much what happened, leading the beans higher. We did have good rains throughout the Midwest, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Northern Iowa all got good rains. There's more rains in the forecast. So, you know, I think we're getting pretty close to saying that this crop is made without, you know, an early frost or something of that nature. But I think crops are improving out here. The final numbers on the Pro Farmer Tour were certainly better than expected. It was 177, 2.4 bushels over the government guess. And the beans came in at 51.2. That's 1.2 over the government guess. And I'd say with these rains that we've had, we've got a chance to see it even higher. Now, we're going to have some warm weather in the central Midwest this week, but it's also going to be accompanied by rains. You know, these are the dog days of August. We certainly expect some heat out here, but nothing too excessive. But, you know, we slammed this market pretty good. The funds are still long 230,000 contracts of corn, which I believe weigh on this market. We'll have crop progress at 3 o'clock. That should give us an idea if these rains have improved anything out here. Export inspections at 10 o'clock. I would guess they'd be relatively strong on corn and beans out here. We've had a fair amount of sales, and I think we should see some good action there. We did not see any new Chinese bean business here or corn business. It's the second day in a row the Chinese have not bought beans, which may be a little bit disappointing to the market. But overall, you know, rain makes grain. The mandates is not friendly for the corn. The funds are still long, an awful lot of corn. So I think guys have got to be very careful there. Will the beans be enough to hold it up? We'll have to see. But we've got the dollar down 33 ticks. That's a little bit helpful here. We're still above 93 cents at 93.17. I think that'll be the big question mark for the week out here. What's the dollar going to do? The stock market looks like it's going to open up another 177 higher here. That should be a little bit encouraging. Maybe that the COVID has backed off a little bit out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEAD.